Hey, this is Rise and Shine Life from Ministry Studios. I'm Brendan.
This is Michi.
And we've got a special guest to talk to over the phone. This is Casey Johns. Hey, Casey.
What's up, guys?
Long time no see, man. Last time I saw you, you were up on the stage at Canes.
No, it was the...
I know.
Oh, not Tulsa Canes, Mercury. Sorry. I mixed up. It was such a big show for me. I felt like it was the Canes, just at the little Merc.
That was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for coming out, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've been giving you a hard time in a couple stories, because I got some people out there dancing, and I was really excited, and then you played Black Dog, which is, like, the hardest song to dance to ever.
I don't know. I feel like you kind of killed it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked the spastic, wastic, whatever that was. That was fun, though.
I loved it.
So we're not just doing this interview for nothing. You've got some things to promote. You've got a new single out.
We just came out with a new single. I guess I think we're in week four, which is crazy. First of all, thank you guys for spinning the song. It's a song called Bad Perfume, and it's basically just about, you know, if you've ever been in a situation where you've walked into a room and you've smelled a smell or you've seen a person, and it kind of brings you back to, like, an old memory of an old relationship, and then, you know, it kind of sparks those memories again. I feel like that's pretty much what the song is about. So definitely based on true life stories.
Kind of your spider sense is going off a little bit. Like, yeah, maybe this isn't it for me right now.
Totally. Absolutely. It was like, for me, it was like a scent that always kind of brings or sparks back a memory of an old relationship or an old time. It kind of brings up those memories, you know?
Does there happen to be a perfume that does that to you?
It totally does. Every time I smell that smell, it's actually YSL. Every time I smell YSL, it always, always, always brings me back to that moment. And
wow.
It's crazy. I don't know why, but I feel like other people have also had that same experience.
That's very cool. I'll have to make my way to a department store and do a little scratch and sniff, see what I get.
I definitely get that memory whenever I smell people's perfume that smelled like my grandmother's. And so sometimes in public, I'll just randomly get a whiff that smells like my grandma. And I just get sent back to when she was making me eggs in the morning and being like, do you want white or wheat toast?
So yes, exactly.
It just sends you back to a place in time. And, you know, you've had a lot of achievements so far, Casey. You know, you're born in Memphis, Tennessee, but raised in Mississippi. You were named after Casey and the Sunshine Band, and you have been inspired by many great artists out there. And you've already been paving your own way, too, by having many things done. Like, you were part of Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors at Dollywood. You opened up for major artists like Chris Young, Luke Bryan. Last time we saw you, you were promoting Best Seat in the House, which was about your grandfather. And it was such a beautiful song, such a beautiful performance that you put on. Now we are talking about Bad Perfume and your tour that you're going to be doing soon. How you're going to be going with, is it Creed Fisher in April coming up?
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah, we finally got word we're going to be pretty much hitting like the West Coast and Southwest, going on tour with him. I think we're doing about 15 dates together.
Okay, and when people are hearing this, how can they go and find out like your tour schedule?
Absolutely. You can go to caseyjohns.rocks and there you can get a ticket. And also on the website, you can get anything from merch to everything in between and just pretty much see what we got coming out. You can follow my band in town to kind of be notified whenever we're coming into your area.
I wanted to ask you on why you feel like maybe this song is a turning point for you and how Bad Perfume represents more of a confident chapter for you. You're stepping into a new chapter of your life, correct?
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, this song we wrote about, I don't know, I want to say about a year ago, and it's so amazing to finally get it out there because there's also so many other songs in the queue that I just can't wait to get out. I mean, we're releasing a record this year that's going to have Bad Perfume on it and then a bunch of new songs that nobody's even heard yet. So I'm super excited about that, just to get a new record out. But I just feel like, you know, this song is such a country rocker. I feel like it's definitely kind of the turning point after Best Seat in the House. That's Best Seat in the House was much of a country ballad. I don't know. I'm just excited to kind of to show the world that we're a rockin' band. So if you come to a show, it's full of energy. Yeah, I'm just excited to get some new stuff out there.
Yes, and we're so excited to be playing it so people here locally can hear you too.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I do want to back up. The energy of the band is amazing. Most shows to me are a little bit more rock and roll once they're live, but you definitely bring the heat. I recommend anybody to go see Casey Johns.
Thank you, guys, and thank you guys for bringing me on. It's always great to hear your voices, and I can't wait to come visit you guys again.
Yeah, we hope to hear from you when you're coming around. That was an interview with Casey Johns. This is the Rise and Shine Show. Michelle, you want to get us out of here?
We're going to go back to the music for you right here on Lakes Country 102.1.